This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. I'm Macca, and my co-host is Nevena. And we're having a chat next, Nevena, to someone I think you're quite interested in what they do.
Not in that way, Macca.
No, no, but you're a fan, aren't you?
I'm a little bit of a fan.
So I'll let you do the intro.
Excellent. We're really glad to be joined on this wonderful Saturday by Australian Macedonian extraordinaire Goran Stolevski. Zdravo, Goran, kako si?
Daughter, what an intro. Jeez. For having me.
We'll send the invoice later. Goran, we have so enjoyed seeing your films finally come to the fore and really see your presence across Australian film festivals, be them at MIFF or other places. How has it been finally stepping into that spotlight?
It's really funny hearing it from that perspective. From my perspective, I'm still just like toiling away, in half obscurity. And then, because a lot of the work I do is just me alone in a room writing or editing or, emailing people. And then, I turn up at a festival and I meet lovely people like yourself and that's when you go, oh wow, these stories that, used to just exist in my head or something I was just like typing away at 2 a.m. in my underpants is suddenly like this movie that's playing, in Australia or on the other side of the world. And it's a surreal feeling, when you get to that, stage where you go, this story exists outside of myself and, means, as much to me as it does to other people.
And speaking of the other side of the world, I think I've been doing a lot of heavy lifting for putting Macedonia on the map for the last couple of years, having to tell people, yes, it's a country. Yes, it exists. No, it's not called that anymore. But I think you get the title now of Macedonian Australian of the Year. How have you been reflecting on being back home and then coming back to your other home? How are you splitting yourself in that way?
Oh, I mean, I'm happy to go wherever the funding is, frankly. I'm a cheap drink. Like, wherever they go, like, here's some money. Do you want to make a movie? I'm like, for sure. I've been actually quite lucky in the last couple of years in that sense of, I go to Macedonia all the time now, and a lot of my family is still there. And it's wonderful to be able to see them multiple times a year. Now considering, I came here when I was 12 in the mid 90s, and I remember like literally racing to the mailbox, literal physical mailbox every single day, hoping there would be a letter. I missed everyone so much, and it happened once every couple of months that you'd get a letter, and it was just this, the distance was so felt. To now, I get flown to Macedonia and I can have a coffee with my aunt, and it's a business trip along the way. It's a really, again, it's very strange. And it's just normality to me to be shifting between Macedonian and English, just in my day to day based on wherever I happen to have found myself that day. So, yeah.
Speaking of your impact back home, it's been really interesting hearing some community members speak about you. I've heard lots of hate, which you can expect, but I was also really interested to hear about the experience that one of our popes had at your films. Why was he there and what happened?
Oh, dear.
Oh, right, yeah. No, that was news to me as well. Housekeeping for Beginners was the latest film I made, and that was made entirely within Macedonia. And then it premiered at the Venice Film Festival, which was lovely, and we got the Queer Line, which was also lovely. And then, therefore, it was the highest profile Macedonian feature made that year. So when the highest profile festival in the country opened, it just kind of automatically got the opening night slot. And all the people who get invited to this festival are like the dignitaries of the country who just turn up not really knowing I think a lot of time what the film is or caring, really you just go there to like take a photo on the red carpet and like clap at some speeches. And then my film starts, which is like about a bunch of like highly chaotic queers in Skopje. And yeah, one of the dignitaries that happened to be invited was like the national kind of archbishop equivalent, who, you know, organizes literally anti-pride parades in the country. So I think, yeah, when all the gay sex started on screen, it may have been a bit confronting. And I sort of noticed him on my way in. I was like, what the hell is going on? This is not going to go well. But I was told he kind of just walked off in a huff around the time the film started. And that was quite delightful for me to hear about afterwards.
I have this vision of an elaborately dressed Orthodox primate.
No, like, I mean, there's a big beard. Imagine like a Sicilian widow. They're kind of dressed in like really elaborate black garb. Sicilian widow with a beard is kind of the vibe.
I've got the vision. You know, you're gonna go to hell, Goran. But you know, when you're there, you won't be lonely.
No. I mean, I've been prepared for that for a while, all packed, like really happy, you know, just waiting for my ticket. So
business class, obviously. Goran, we've got a text from one of our listeners, 894, who's asked, what are Goran's favorite filmmakers?
Oh, Jesus. I mean, like, this could take hours. So let me try to edit it. I mean, it's hard to even answer the question. Like, there's the people I kind of grew up with, like, who are older filmmakers, dead filmmakers now, like Orson Welles and Kurosawa and Bergman and all the kind of, you know, film school cliches of a boy with intense, you know, an intense stare would like. And then present day, I love Almodovar and Todd Haynes and Jane Campion, I don't know, Sean Baker, Chloe Zhao, out of the younger filmmakers. But, you know, like, literally I could go on for hours and it would be really tedious to listen to me. It's all stuff now.
Did you make it to the Greg Araki trilogy recently?
I'm not sure what that refers to. Oh, I mean, I know Greg Araki.
You too.
What are the trilogy films?
The Teenage Apocalypse. They finally got them back together. So the Teenage Apocalypse films are totally effed up. Are we allowed to? No, maybe
you just
not.
Did.
Totally effed up. Nowhere and Doom Generation. They're owned by three different people who often don't like them shown together, but incredible small film collective from Sydney managed to get in touch with Greg and get them screened. All in Melbourne, all in one night a couple of weeks ago. Looks like you missed the film of a lifetime.
I did. I wasn't here, so that's probably why I missed it. But that's pretty cool. I mean, I love Greg Araki. And I like that he's kind of having a moment now recently, because he used to be this, you know, a semi-obscure cult favorite, you know, queer filmmaker. Whereas now I think, like, a lot more people know and respect him as they should, which is great. And great that his, like, early films are getting, you know, more attention again.
I've got an idea for a film for you.
Oh, here we go.
We could no, make it.
I don't get that.
We could make it in Macedonia.
Okay.
And it would be in a building owned by the Orthodox Church, and we were getting community rental, and it would be about an LGBTQI radio station with Nevena as its CEO. Do you reckon you get funding? For that? I reckon you could.
Oh, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I mean, I only hear a lot of positive things. I feel like I'm now like, you know how these things work? You can be like any kind of minority. You do face a lot of oppression, but there's the select few who get to be one of the good ones. So when I go to Macedonia, I'm the kid that like brings, you know, shiny prizes from the West. So people are very nice. I don't really get the hate. Like, I feel like, yeah, I could get funding now if I want. But to be honest, I'm actually a lot more invested in, you know, queer kids who live within Macedonia right now, getting, you know, their stories told and heard. I mean, it's a lot easier for me now after all these years, and I kind of would feel a bit awful taking, you know, opportunity away, frankly.
Is that your next project? That'd be a great project.
I kind of don't really know what the next project is. It's sort of, there's like three films at the moment that I've written that are kind of at various financing stages. And like I told you, I'm a cheap drink. Like whoever throws money at me, I'm there. Yeah. Like we'll see which one it's going to be. I've been a bit lucky recently that a lot of, you know, wonderful actors I've loved for years have gotten in touch and we're kind of discussing projects and yeah, let's see what happens. I don't really like to talk about things until they're, you know, in the can and shot.
You don't want to jinx them. Exactly.
No. And this, you know, in this industry, there's a lot of people who will tell you about what they're doing next and you just, you know, only ever hear about it happening next and you never actually see it happening. You know, don't want to become one of those people who, you know, brags about films that never happen.
Gaurin, not to be a total snoop, but on your Wikipedia, it says that you're born in 1985/86. Are you straddling the years or could we have a scoop in what year you were actually born?
To be honest, I've been celebrating my 23rd birthday for many years now. So that's actually like both are false. No, I was born in 1985. So I can clarify that. I should go on Wikipedia. I remember my dad actually a few months ago was like, did you know on your Wikipedia there's all this really weird stuff? I'm like, I actually am afraid to click on it now.
Well, it's got nothing to do with me, I promise.
No, he was like, so who's been writing that? I'm like, I don't know that. I don't know.
It was Macca. It was Macca.
Yeah, it was me. It was me.
Gaurin,
it's been 1985.
1985, good to know. Gaurin, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on Falam Norgo, and we look forward to seeing your next film very soon.
Thanks very much. May 9th, it's going to Australian cinemas. I can confirm that. And yeah, hopefully chat then again. And thank you for having me.
I reckon you can put money on that.
I love it.
Thanks, mate.
Ciao,
great to talk to you.
Thanks, Macca. Never know. Ciao.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Nevena and Macca. Stay tuned because we've got a little bit more.
More entertainment coming up.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.